It's 4th of July weekend in the United States, and many of us have some time off to remember our nation's independence. Yet as a nation, not all things are perfect, and we know that. We've had our fair share of scandals over the years here in the United States. Here in Illinois, we can think of Rod Blagojevich attempting to sell Obama's Congress seat. We could also pretty easily think of things like the Watergate scandal as well. And then there are plenty of scandals to go on outside of the political realm. We've got everything from Tiger Woods and his seemingly endless affairs now to the Roman Catholic Church's sex abuse scandals. Scandals are part of our world. And today's gospel reading is no exception, actually. In today's reading, we find Jesus walking into his hometown, where he began teaching in the synagogue. To us, this statement probably sounds like one of the most boring statements in all of the Bible. Jesus is always teaching, it seems. Yet, to the people who knew Jesus, this was a scandalous action. We are told in verse 3 that the people of his hometown were offended. But literally, from the Greek, that phrase translates to, they were scandalized. And I get it. I don't know if you get it. I think we probably all have a little bit of knowledge about this. I mean, all of the sudden, there was a little carpenter boy they knew all of his life now teaching in the synagogue. It would be like one of our congregation's children going off on a trip, maybe a 4th of July trip, coming back a few months later, and they're saying that they're a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer, and we might scratch our heads and wonder who the heck gave this child authority to care for our bodies, our legal work, or our buildings. We might wonder, what in the world does this child, this youngster, really know? And so too, these people in Jesus' town are looking at Jesus saying, you're not a rabbi or a teacher. Where in the world do you get your authority? Who credentialed you? Aren't you that boy who's supposed to be a woodworker down the street with Joseph? So I get the reaction of the people. They're scandalized. They're probably shocked by him breaking out of the way things are supposed to be. They're horrified that someone as disrespectful and uneducated as Jesus would do something like that in their town. After all, Jesus is from their town. And so, didn't they teach him better than to be a fraud? These folks are scandalized and offended. And I have to admit that sometimes God offends me. I'm sometimes offended by all of Jesus' money talk. I'm offended by the idea that there's nothing I have to do to earn God's love. After all, is there really anything that's free in this world? I'm scandalized by the fact that a symbol of execution is what reminds us of God's love and the mystery of faith. Face it, our God is scandalous and offensive. And in the midst of Jesus' scandalizing and offensive actions, he's then rejected. They didn't believe him, and so he wasn't able to do miracles. And so then Jesus goes on to send the disciples out in pairs, and he sends them with only a staff. A staff only. A staff as a symbol to remind them that they are required to trust in God and others to provide. And he gave them instructions on how to deal with the rejection. He told them how to respond, and it seems like Taylor Swift just walked on over and reminded us that players are going to play, 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 and haters, they're going to hate, 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 hate. But baby, I'm just going to shake, 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 shake it off, shake it off. Or in Jesus' words, if the people aren't going to welcome you, then as you leave, just shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. And this is a powerful statement. There's an ownership with that statement that being a messenger of God, that striving for peace and justice, that reminding folks that God provides, that sharing the love of all people, that all of these things that Jesus says, these all will undoubtedly and absolutely be met with a hater at times. It's inevitable. Yet Jesus and Taylor Swift, in some ways, say to just shake it off. Don't give them the finger. Don't return hate for hate. Don't wait for a moment to really screw them over. Shake it off. In a non-violent and symbolic action, shake it off as a new response. And that's hard to do. It's super hard to do. And so there's a reason why Jesus sends people out in pairs. It takes at least two people for support and love. And in fact, it takes a whole lot of people to support those in ministry. It takes someone to feed and to clothe and to house the folks who only have that staff in their hands. It takes radical hospitality by those folks to realize that the gifts that they have been given are gifts that are meant to be shared. And sometimes it's good just having someone there with you. My one colleague reminds me that it's important to have faith-filled friends to remind us that there's something bigger. Because with the insurmountable complexity of racism, I know I need something bigger to overcome it. With what feels like never-ending homophobia, I need something more massive than hate. With something so pervasive of fear as fear, I need the hope that permeates and liberates. I need our God that sends us not only in pairs, but sends us with a reminder of God's eternal presence in the midst of rejection. And as it goes this week here at the church, it wasn't all rainbows and butterflies. As you all may have heard, we've had three different rainbow flags stolen from our church in the past few weeks. And last Sunday, it also included the tearing down of the information from our sign box. Of course, for me as a gay man living in this neighborhood, I've always talked about this neighborhood being a warm, welcoming, and accepting place. And sometimes these actions can call into question a lot of my assumptions. In response to these actions, though, many folks emailed or spoke to me about the shock that something like this would happen in Wicker Park, of all places in the city, and to a church. And after the Supreme Court rulings last week, nevertheless, and I wholeheartedly agree. And I think we've all had those weeks where we're thinking that things might actually be turning around in the world. And it might not be a huge ruling from the Supreme Court that makes us feel like things are looking up. It might be a relationship that just starts really going well, or our health problems that finally seem to be coming to a resolution, or it might be that the weather is finally getting a little less damp. And then, out of nowhere, it seems like we get dashed down by an argument with someone, or poor test results from our doctor, or a thunderstorm that comes out of Norway, although that would be kind of the opposite direction weather goes, but a thunderstorm that comes out of nowhere, or perhaps a flag torn down outside our church. However this last week, our church received multiple offers to buy new rainbow flags. And in those actions, I knew we were in this together. We received prayers and countless messages on social media from churches that I've never heard of across the country, who are reminding us that we aren't alone. And in that, I'm reminded our God is here with us. And it was probably the words of our member, Stephanie Holman, as she posted the news article to her Facebook page that struck me most deeply. She said, "Sometimes love means vulnerability. Sometimes love is greeted with hate. But biblically, the rainbow is a symbol of a better future." She says, "I'm thankful to be a member of a congregation that continues to show love anyway and continues to celebrate that hopeful rainbow." My friends, Stephanie's insight is the message of today's scripture. In a nutshell, we're reminded that while the world rejects our actions of truth and justice and hope, we are given possibility. We're reminded to shake it off because we're not alone. Our God walks with us in the midst of it all, and our God works through others to walk with us. We're reminded that God's scandalous resurrection is larger than any scandal we can imagine. We're reminded of the possibility. So friends, let us celebrate that hopeful rainbow. Let us go forth reminded of a better future. Friends, go forth today knowing that you're not alone. Amen.